be back.
It's July the 2nd, 2015, 5:37 a.m. It's Investigator Jones, Investigator Hastings at DCATR. And I'm speaking with, what's your name?
Megan Rondini.
Could you spell that last name for me?
R-O-N-D-I-N-I.
And what's your local address here?
715th Street, Unit 3202.
Okay, and a home address in Texas. And your birthday?
11-8-94.
And a phone number? Okay. Are you working, full-time student here?
No, I was taking summer classes, and I was about to go home on Sunday.
Okay.
This was just like my off week.
Okay. Tell me what happened last night, who all you were with when you
last
went to Innisfree.
Last night, me and my friends went to trivia at Innisfree. It was like me and a group of 10 of my other friends. I know of his, I'm going to call him Sweet Tea because that's like his nickname or whatever. I met him on Thanksgiving of whatever, it was 2014, I guess. I mean, I see him there all the time, but like, it's not like we talk to each other. Like, I just know who he is. I'm not even sure he like knew who I was. And I was leaving, and I just know that he, somewhere along the line, he picked me up, and it was me and another guy named Jason in the back of his car. I only remember the guy's name is Jason because one of my best friends' name is Jason, so I just kind of remembered it. And Sweet Tea took us to his house, and we were in a room with like all the animals he had shot or whatever, like I don't know, he goes hunting a lot. And he told Jason to go to bed, and he told me to go upstairs to his room. And he just told me where it was, and he was like, go upstairs to the right or whatever. And so I went upstairs, and his room is huge, and so I didn't do anything like sexually. I just went and sat on like a couch in his room. And 10 or 15 minutes later, he comes up to his room, and he just wants to have sex. And I was like, I really need to go. Like, I have friends that are waiting on me. Like, I had friends at Innisfree, and I really just need to go. And he just didn't really take that. And I really felt like letting him have sex with me was like the only way that he would let me go. And so he orally had sex with me and vaginally, I guess. And then, well, yes. And then after he was done, he kind of just rolled over and fell asleep. And that's when I took that time, I was like, oh, I can leave. And so I picked up all my belongings and I was ready to go. And I started trying every single door in the room, and every single door, it was either a closet or it was locked. And the only door that was like, it wouldn't move was a door that I assumed was the door to get out. And it had like one of those things that you twist where, you know, you would think if you twist it right, it would unlock, or left, it would unlock, and right, it would lock. I kept twisting it, and it wouldn't unlock, and so I started texting all my friends, and I was like, I can't get out of here, like, I can't leave. And I found all of his keys, and I was like, which one is it? Like, I just need to leave right now. And he wouldn't show me which key it was, and I was just trapped in there, and I couldn't get out. And I just started looking for, like, a way to get out. So I looked at the windows, and I opened a window, and I, like, crawled through the window, and I, like, jumped out of the window onto the ground onto, like, a gate, and that's where I got a bunch of scratches because I was on the gate, and I was stuck, and I couldn't get off. And then, after I got on the ground, I kind of just ran to the road, and I called my friends to come and get me, and so they were on their way, but I realized I didn't have my keys, and so I went back to where I jumped down, and I got like a cooler and a trash can, and I jumped onto the cooler and the trash can to try and go back up and see if I could get my keys, but I went back in there and I couldn't find them. And so I just looked everywhere for them. I looked in the car that we were in, and I couldn't find them. And so my friends said they were going to come get me, but I called a taxi anyway, and I called the taxi. And the taxi came right about the same time that my friend came. And so I paid for the taxi, and I just went home. I paid for the taxi because it came out, and then I went home with my friend. And that's when she told me that I needed to come here, and so I came here.
Did he offer you a ride from Innisfree? That's how you got in the car with him and Jason?
I'm not, like, really sure, like, what the in-between of that happened.
Okay.
And I wasn't drinking heavily. Like, I wasn't, like, intoxicated, so I just don't know, like, the bridge point of where that happened.
Okay. Did you drive yourself to Innisfree?
No.
You rode with somebody?
Okay. I rode with somebody.
Do you remember how much you had to drink at Innisfree?
I had about, like, 5 beers, probably. Okay. Like, 5 cups.
Okay. And did you drink anything when you got to TJ's house?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
So once you left the bar, you had nothing else to drink?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Jason, is there any way that you know could find out his last name?
No, sir.
Okay.
The only reason I know what tea, I only know that Sweet Tea's name is Sweet Tea. Like, I don't, like, y'all keep calling him TJ, and the only reason I knew that is because, in that dish with all of his keys, he had koozies, and it was buns, and then we Googled buns, and that's what his name is.
Yeah.
And I did not know what his name was.
Okay.
That's, like, his nickname, and that's what everybody calls him, so that's just what I...
Okay. Do you remember how to get to his house?
No, not at all. I remember it's really far. It was in Cottondale. It was really far. He drove, and I knew he shouldn't have been driving at all, and I really just wanted to leave, and I couldn't.
Okay. When you got to his house, did he ever lay hands on you? He didn't force you into the bedroom? He
told me to go up there, and I did it just because I didn't know what else to do, and then once I got up there, I did not want to, you know, like, have sex with him, and he didn't hit me, he didn't, like, shove me, but he held me, like, down, and we...
Where was his hands? On your shoulders, or...?
Like, just kind of on my hips and on, like, the top half of my body.
Okay. Did you ever, resist him?
I know he's, like, an influential person in Tuscaloosa, and I didn't want to burn bridges, you know? And so I was trying to be really nice to him and just be like, I need to go. Like, my friends are waiting on me. And I was trying to be really nice to him and just kind of be like, I just really need to leave. And
He'd never take your phone from you and keep you from
calling? He did. That's why I don't know where my keys are. It's because he took my phone and my keys, and I found my phone because it was, like, dinging because they were texting me, and but my keys weren't there.
Where did he put the phone when you found it, or where was it at when you found it?
When I went up to his room, I was sitting in, like, a chair, and I had my phone, and I really don't know. I mean, my keys could be in his car, but he just took it from me and just put it on the counter, like, away from me. And that's, like, when we started having sex.
Okay. Did he take your clothes off? Okay. Now, this taxi that you called, do you remember the company?
I have the phone number if you want it. Like, the phone number of the company.
It's 205-210-8616. 210-8616, okay. You just find them on the internet? Call them.
I just Googled
okay.
that. I was I called kind of multiple people for that, like a call, like... I don't know, different taxi companies, and one was, like, in Atlanta, and I was just like, please, just come get me.
And you said that you left some keys, that the keys that you grabbed when you left.
He texted me. The taxi company texted me and was like, you left your keys in my car. And it was the key ring that I had. The big key. There was at least 20 keys on that key ring. And it was all to his house that I was trying to use to unlock the door.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and end the interview right now.